Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
No better way to start your day.
93.3.
The Planet.
It's the Rise Guys on 93.3.
The Planet.
93.3. Yeah. 93.3. It's the Rise Guys with Nine and Matt
Man. And also Paige. It's the Rise Guys. It's the Rise Guys.
Golly, this is gonna be something else. We have a poll up on Twitter about this next segment we're about to do. And it says, time for a new Truth and Consequences. Dude is going to call his buddy and tell him that he hooked up with his sister at the beach this summer. How will this end? They will remain friends? Ass kickings? Or radio gold? So far, 57% of those responding to the poll say ass kickings.
Maybe. Kickings? Yeah, that makes sense.
0% say they will remain friends. 43% say radio gold.
Yes.
So either way, this should be quite nice.
Oh, yes.
Truth and Consequences time. Good morning, everybody. It is 7-11. And I always enjoy the ones where we can say the names because working in pronouns on the radio suck when you say he and she and it. Like, you got to say the name so people that are listening will know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you gotta let them know.
So that's what's good about this one. It's kind of an out-of-town situation, so we can say the names. Let's say hello first to Derek. Derek is the guy, we've already said part of this, that ended up saying, or not saying, but messing around with his friend's sister. So, Derek, you're with us right now. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, guys.
You doing well? Yeah, I know you're not doing good. You're about to do Truth and Consequences. It's a silly thing to ask. But we appreciate you doing this today.
Oh, no, I appreciate you guys having me on.
Yeah. Now, you're out of town.
Yeah.
I guess you can say where you are. What part? I know you're in South Carolina. What part of the state? Lower part?
I live in Charleston.
Oh, God.
But I travel for work, so when I was in Greenville, like I guess a couple of years ago, I was just flipping through the stations and I found you, and I was glad to find you had a podcast, so I can still pick you up,
you
know,
right,
a couple times
Thank
a week.
You, sir. Appreciate that.
So yeah, I knew when the situation happened, Truth and Consequences was the right place to do this, I guess.
Well, I mean, it's interesting that you say that, because when I'm thinking about this, I'm like, I feel like this is a preemptive strike. In other words, I think you know everything could possibly hit the fan soon, and you maybe want to get there before somebody else can. So tell us about this hookup that happened recently with your friend's sister.
Yeah, I mean, it was just a random thing. We'd never hooked up before or anything, but we've known each other for, you know, like 10 years.
Yeah.
She moved and we sort of like kept in touch, but we weren't like super close or anything. We would just, you know, like talk on social media or like comment on each other's posts or whatever.
Facebook friends.
But,
did you ever slide
Facebook
into the DMs, anything like that? Or it was just,
We never texted or anything, so it's not like we were always chatting.
Yeah. So it wasn't a flirting kind of thing?
No, not really. Just, you know, like kind of keeping in touch. But then, like 3 months ago, for whatever reason, she was mentioned that she was going to be back in town. Mm-hmm. She reached out to me and invited me to this party she was going to be at. Uh-huh. And it wasn't like flirting or anything. She just said, hey, I'm going to be here. I could, you know, drop by. Like, totally informal. Yeah, just like a hangout with her.
But come on. So this girl who used to live there that you're casual friends with on social media says, hey, guess what? I'm going to be back, and I'm going to this party. I'd like you to come by. It's not casual then.
No.
She's basically saying, I'm in town. Let's fling. This fling thing.
You think so? Or maybe she's like going to a party where she doesn't know anybody and she wants a friend.
Yeah, but then she's using him.
That's what I would think.
Yeah.
Is that she just doesn't want to be there without knowing anybody. But then again, I've whiffed on plenty of chances to get laid.
Yeah.
I just didn't realize that's what they wanted.
I'm oblivious to it, man. So you ended up going to the party with her?
But honestly, I had no intentions when I went to the party. I thought it was just, I had nothing to do. I thought, let's go by. So, yeah, it was like a couple weeks later, we were at this party. Mm-hmm. And there was, I don't know, like 20 or so people there. But I only knew her and this one other dude and nobody else. Yeah. We were drinking a lot and talking a lot. And we like totally didn't plan on it. But, you know, we ended up hooking up that night.
Hooking up sexually. Like hooking up sexually. You had sex.
Hooking up sexually, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And did that, I don't know. I mean, is it something you're looking back now, regretful in what way? Are there any regrets?
No. I mean, I'm not ashamed or anything. I mean, this woman is totally beautiful. She's, you know, anybody would hook up with her, given the chance. But, you know, there's obviously baggage here because, you know, I know her brother.
You're right. And this isn't just, like, you know the guy casually. Like, he's one of your boys, correct?
Oh, I mean, he's one of my best friends.
And my God.
Yeah, he's probably my best friend, like, we went to school together. We kind of grew up together. Like, we've...
Is he close with his sister? Like,
totally.
Oh, okay.
And like, super protective. And I, you know, anyway, I know he's going to find out about it, and he's not going to be happy about it, but I figure if it comes from me, then maybe it'll soften the blow a little bit, but I don't know.
But, like, you look back and you say, okay, you know, it's my friend's sister or whatever, but you're both adults here, and, you know, you both were into it at the time, so I don't know. Like, why do you think this is about to come out or hit the fan? Like, why this preemptive strike to tell him like this?
Well, I mean, I see him all the time still. I mean, I feel like if this comes out, you know, 6 months down the road or 9 months down the road, it's going to be way worse than, you know, why did I keep the secret from him?
Right. 9 months down the road, yeah. No kidding. you said it.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's not even the worst part, though. There's more. She's married.
Oh.
Dude.
Well.
Yeah.
You little stinker.
Well.
And you knew that then, too, because you, I mean, well, maybe you did. I don't know. Some people hide their relationships on social media. I mean, did you know she was married? You did know.
No, I knew. Yeah, I knew. I knew she was. I did it anyway.
Did she leave the ring on? Because I've seen in movies when people cheat, they take the ring off and lay it on the nightstand, and they focus on it with the camera, like, look at them. They took it off and broke the bond. Did she take it off? Do you remember?
I don't remember that.
If you were drunk, probably not.
Oh, so she kept the ring on then.
It makes it worse.
Yeah.
Somehow seems more impactful.
Yeah.
Especially, you know.
Well, of course, I'd take all my jewelry off. So that's part of it, too, then.
Yeah. I don't know. I just have I've got myself in trouble with this kind of thing before. Just I'm not very good when sex is involved. With everything else, kind of goes out the window. I kind of live in the moment.
What do you? So you've been with married women before, I guess, is what you're alluding to, or at least women in a relationship.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not married women, but yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like people I shouldn't.
I don't know anything about you. I feel like you work at a beach shop, or either like you were probably a lifeguard all through college. Like you sound like you got that beach kind of vibe, you know? Am I right with that? You say dude a lot and stuff.
I don't work at a beach shop. I did lifeguard a bit when I was younger, but actually. But.
Did you ever hear tell of the fat kid got stuck in the sliding board over at Ocean Lakes? That was me. That was me. That was me that got stuck, yeah. My parents laughed, too.
Everybody laughed.
So, now, here's the other thing I'd ask. And, I don't know you. This is just me asking questions. I feel as though by saying this like this, and you even use the word soften the blow, are you scared of your buddy? Like, as far as, like, you know, him coming over, toting an ass whooping on you? Actually, you'd tote it.
I guess. I didn't really think it would ever come to that, but...
Oh, I think
I'm more worried, you know, that we're not going to be friends anymore than I am that he's going to, you know, try and beat me up or anything. You know,
yeah,
he'll do what he has to do.
What if he says, "Okay, we can remain friends, but I need to punch you one good time in the face"? You down with that? You take a punch?
You know what? Yeah, I probably am.
Damn,
down with that.
You do feel regret
on the radio. Take the punch on the radio.
He can't do it on the radio. I mean, he could, but not on the phone. Okay, so we're going to make this quick. We're going to take a break, and we come back. You're going to call your friend, and you're going to tell him that... Does her husband know, by the way? Does her... The lady's husband. Well, I guess you don't know.
I mean, honestly, that's, you know, that's on her, you know, as bad as that sounds. I don't know if she told him or not. I mean, I don't know if she will, but... She wants to tell him like she can, but that's not my place to
let
him know.
I agree with that. Okay. All right. Hold on for us, sir. We'll be back in just a moment.
Can he hear you right now?
I don't know. Can he hear me right now? Ask him. Oh, man. I don't know how to feel about this.
Yeah.
I mean, I know how I feel about it.
I'm all for it. I just don't know why he'd want to do it.
Why he would want to out himself unless he... He said the 9 months thing, and I wonder if he's like saying, just in case, when we come back, I'll ask him if they use any protection. Because he said, I live in the moment. He didn't. Bring it back real quick. You live in the moment. One last question before we get a break. Do you use a condom? Do you use any kind of protection?
She's on birth control.
Okay.
She's not,
All right,
according to her, at least.
Dang.
That's awesome.
Oh, man.
I mean, that's the least she could do.
All right, Truth and Consequences. He's going to call his buddy up next, and it's going to hit the fan right after this. Morning, everybody.
The Planet.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt. Nine. Paige. And Fat Boy.
93.3, The Planet Rocks.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 7:30. Happy Too Sweet Tuesday. We're in the middle of the Truth and Consequences, and I'm just looking at a couple of screens of text lines that are... Can he hear me saying this?
Well, hang on.
A bunch of people are like, man, if you had sex with my sister behind my back, especially with her being married, I would kick your ass. That's what all these people are saying. And even women are saying this. Like,
he likes to watch.
No, they're like, he deserves an ass kicking for this.
Yeah, somebody said, I hope this Deutsch, I didn't know he was German, I hope this Deutsch bag gets the blank beat out of him. You don't mess with a married woman.
Mm-mm.
Good point.
That's frowned upon.
No, no. But married women will try to mess with you, though.
But it's also frowned upon to have relations with your friend's siblings. It's just, it's frowned upon. I mean... It's almost not that you got to go to your friend and ask, but you kind of do.
Kind of.
You kind of got to say, look.
At least let me do, you know, this to her.
No, you wouldn't say that. You don't want to hear it. You disagree. I'm trying to think if I had any friends that I was attracted to their sisters, and I wasn't. All right.
Goodness.
Sorry, sisters of friends from high school. All right. Let's bring Derek back on. Derek, you there?
Yeah.
I was just saying how... This is going to be a tough conversation for you to get through. This is a friend of yours, and like this is a guy that you see on the weekends or several times a week, or how often?
Yeah, at least once a week. I mean, probably more. But yeah, we like go on trips together. It's like my best friend, really.
And here's another question that somebody actually tweeted. If you've had a lifelong like buddy, like a close friend, like you've either had a fight at some point, like a fist fight, or you've almost came to that situation before. I know Nine and I almost fought one time in Asheville.
But that was other people's fault.
It was other people's fault, for sure. But the two of you ever come to blows?
No, I mean, not like that. I mean, you know, messing around.
Yeah, just wrestling.
Like, you know, in high school, yeah, that kind of thing, but yeah. Never like actually trying to hurt each other.
And then the other thing that you just slid in there toward the end is that she's also married. And
Yeah.
All right. I'm not going to try to talk yet. No one is, right? We're not going to. It's his life.
Yeah, I mean, if he wants to do it this way, this is the way to do it.
John Bon Jovi said that.
He knows it's now or never. Might as well do it now instead of never.
And he rocked them all. All right. Derek, we're gonna dial the number of your buddy, Kyle. Fat boy is. Kyle. Oh, no. All the Kyles are going to get mad again, Nine.
Oh, I know they are, man.
Kyle. All right, when Kyle answers, you talk to him on your own. Don't say any cuss words, and once you get everything out of the way, we'll come on the radio too, okay?
Yeah.
Take a deep breath, Derek. You got this. Even though I don't agree with it. All right, here we go. Truth and consequences. Derek is going to call his friend Kyle to reveal that he had sex with his married sister.
Hello?
Hey, man, what's up?
Hey, not much, man. What's going on?
Oh, not much. You know how it goes. Just another day at work. Thought I'd check in, see what's up.
Yeah, man, I'm good. Just got off of work, about to head to bed in a bit. Spring shift sucks, but, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, so I appreciate you, making time. I wanted to catch you before you went to bed and all.
Yeah, man, I thought it was a bit odd getting a text from you yesterday asking if I was going to be available to talk today, you know. But it just seemed odd, but oh well.
Yeah, I mean, I just definitely didn't want to text you because I wanted you to, you know, hear something from me and not, you know, read it in a text message.
Well, okay. Well, I'm a little confused. I got to think now what this is going to be about, but I am a bit curious, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty important. I just feel like it needs to be addressed, but you're not going to like it.
I mean, we don't have business together. You don't owe me money, nor I you. So outside of that, I have no clue what this could be about. Don't know what you're about to say.
Well, I'm just going to come out and say it. Look, man, I slept with Kelly.
Okay. So you met a girl named Kelly and you hooked up. What does that got to do with me?
No, man, I wish it was that simple. It's not. It's your Kelly, man. I mean, it's Kelly, the one I hooked up with.
Wait a minute. Oh, whoa. You talking about my sister, Kelly?
Yeah, man. It's her. Like, we hooked up, like, a couple weeks ago. I'm not proud of it. It happened, but I feel like I can't, you know, can't stand by and not say anything.
What? Why are you telling me this?
Look, I just don't want you to find out, you know, and I just don't want it to linger out there, and then, you know, you're going to find out and be mad at me that I didn't say anything.
Well, when did this supposedly happen?
Man, there's no supposedly. Like, it did happen. It was a few weeks ago when she was in town, and it was at this
party.
Well,
I mean, I say supposedly because you could be joking with me. I mean, you guys like to do that sometimes, and I'm not in the mood for it right now.
No, man, it's no joke. It's real. It was like all of a sudden we didn't plan it. It just happened.
What did you do, man? That's my sister. I mean, my sister. What did you think was going to happen by telling me this?
look, I mean, I thought I would come clean and let you know, man, what happened and whatever was going to happen between you and me would hear what happened, but, you know, I couldn't just not say anything about it.
Man, it sucks, dude. It really does. Because I was better off not knowing.
I don't know if I agree with that, but, I mean, I felt bad. I wasn't going to keep it from you.
Yeah. I mean, but I was better off not knowing because she sure as hell wasn't going to tell me. And you had no reason to tell me. You could have just played the odds. I mean, you never find out about it. But now I know about it, and that's not a good thing, man.
Well, I couldn't do you like that, man. It's just, it wasn't right. I had to tell you.
I mean, not to mention, she's a married woman at that.
I mean, yes, but look, she said they were having problems.
Still, though, man, that's a whole other thing. That's a situation you should have thought about.
I tried to tell him, Kyle. Good morning. Kyle, are you there?
Yeah. Who,
Kyle,
what?
This is, my name is Matt Mann. I'm here with my friend Nine and Paige and Fatboy. We're the Rise Guys Morning Show, 93.3 The Planet, in Greenville, South Carolina, just up the road. It's not a joke, though. Like, it's still not a joke. He wanted to call you. We're live on the radio now, so please don't cuss. He wanted to call and tell you this before you found out from somebody else. I think he's afraid. I don't want to put any words in your mouth there, but were you maybe not afraid that her husband might find out and then it would all go downhill from there and then, you know, you're going to have Kyle coming up pissed at you?
Yeah, I mean, I figured the whole thing's going to come out eventually and then it was just going to be better if you heard it from me. It didn't seem like I was trying to keep it from you.
I don't think it's better one way or the other. I think you should have not done it in the first place.
But, like, the friendship, like, I mean, the two of you, when you see each other, it's just different. Like, a lot of people are predicting you would probably want to, you know, throw a few fists his way. You know, bad kind, violent.
No, man, he messed up his own life. He messed up this. He just gets to stew in it. If I hit him, then he gets the satisfaction. That's why he's doing this on the radio in the first place, so that he can have amends for himself.
Whoa, you must be a psychology major. That's deep, dude. Yeah. He wants his penance. You're right.
Right, but this is—it's her marriage is now in jeopardy. Her whole life is messed up because of something he could have just said no, and then he went ahead and screwed up our lives together. Him and my friendship that we've been going on for forever, man. And then this is just inconsiderate.
Yeah, I mean, she went after it too, I guess. Like, they're both guilty here.
Dude, don't tell me that, man. That's my sister.
Well, what, he didn't like force himself on her. It was completely, like, a willing thing where they both wanted it and they both did it. I mean, yeah, that's just the truth. Like, they're both guilty.
That's the truth of the matter. And also, you know, he said, as we just heard, that she told him they were having problems. So, I'm not making excuses for it. Yeah. I'm just saying your sister's just as equally involved here.
Oh, yeah.
As this.
Yeah, man, but my sister and that's family. I'm going to stick with her no matter what. Yeah, I'm sorry. I have to, but I don't have to associate with you anymore.
Oh. You talking to me or are you talking to Derek?
He's talking to Derek, man.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I hope it doesn't come to that, man. I'm trying to do the right thing.
It's come to that. It's come to that. Like, I think you ought to tell him, thank you for not driving over to my apartment and kicking my ass.
Yeah.
I imagine you live in an apartment.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
I you know what, man? If you want to kick my ass, fine. Let's be even, you know? I don't.
Quit begging for an ass kicking. He don't want to kick your ass. You want him to kick your ass because you feel guilty about it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean.
You deserve to be ate by a shark.
Oh, come on.
I'm joking. Go ahead.
Alligator.
There we go.
Yeah, I mean, I wish it hadn't happened. I don't wish it hadn't happened from, like, a, you know, personal standpoint, but, I mean, I feel bad. It's like a one-time thing, you know?
What if we have Fatboy come down to Charleston and kick your ass since Kyle won't do it?
Oh,
would that make you feel better? Quit laughing. It's not funny. You cheated with a married lady.
I hung up.
Who hung up?
Cal.
Kyle hung up.
Kyle's gone, yeah.
Hey, Cal.
Kyle's gone. I mean, come on, Derek. You couldn't. You didn't think that this would soften. There was no softening of this blow. You have to understand that.
Yeah, I thought. I don't know. I feel like if it was me, I mean, I don't have a sister, but I feel like if it was me, I'd want to know, you know, from the person, not just find out.
Mm-mm. Yeah, that's noble, I guess.
I mean, it's not good, but I think it's better than
I don't think that's noble at all. I think that's, again, you're wanting other people to feel your own inner hurt. It's true. I ain't trying to psychoanalyze you, but I mean, hell, you're wanting some kind of pain to come out of this. Just be done with it.
No, I'm not.
Don't you raise your voice to me.
Why didn't you guys say this to me before we called?
Because, first of all, you didn't tell. I didn't know till halfway through the beginning that she was married. And, A, I mean, come on. Yes, she's married. It's half on her. But why did you expect him to say, all right, bro, it's cool. I'll meet you down at the beach. We'll settle this with some waves. I mean, come on. It is never going to be a good situation. Even if she was not married, single girl, you call and say, I had sex with your sister. Why are you telling me?
I can only imagine how she's going to feel about this.
He'll get over it, won't he?
All right, we're going to let you bounce. I don't. I mean, I'm not trying to sit here and tell you that, I mean, I do think you're wrong. I will say that.
You're being judgmental.
Well, hell, Judge Jimmy, what do you think?
Man, I mean, I think they're definitely both wrong. Like, him and the sister both. But, I mean, you know, like, and as far as why didn't we tell him this was a bad idea, like, figured you knew that.
Yeah, and I think humpteen times I said, I ain't going to try to talk you out of this. What's that mean? I don't think you should do it. But guess what? Ratings. Have to get them.
Go ahead and do it if you want to. You wanted to do it, so you did it.
It was on you.
Congratulations.
Derek. All right, Derek.
Yeah.
All right, sir. Thank you. Hang 10. Foot loose.
All right.
Or hang loose.
You already did.
All right. Quit hanging so loose. My Lord.
Yeah, hang a little tighter than that.
Oh, man.
It could have been worse. Like, they could have been in a relationship that ended awful. Maybe then the brother would have reason to not be his buddy anymore.
Oh, it could go far worse.
Absolutely.
Oh, my
one time. I mean, did a little of that.
It could go, right? No, I mean, it could go far worse. I mean, did she end up preggers? Or the husband finds out about it.
Yeah.
And he will, because you know for a fact Kyle's going to call.
Call the husband.
No, he's going to call Kelly.
He said you're guilty. Boy. He'll call everybody.
Yeah, there's two types of men in this world as far as the ones who...
hot and not.
Like, will, and the ones who absolutely will not with a married woman.
That's won't.
Won't. Will yeah, not.
Will
won't.
And won't.
Mm-hmm.
Or was it will and grace? 1-800-774-0093. We're going to get to your calls. Also, there's an interesting little thing going back and forth here about she's actually the one to blame here. She's the one who was a married woman. It's not on the guy to sit there and worry about her morals and ethics.
That's true. But, I mean, she invited him there to the party. But it is kind of on him to worry about his morals and ethics and hooking up with a married
woman.
That's
right.
Should be against your code as a man.
We all know what's decent and what's not.
Yeah. That's like, I did meth one time, but it was free. Okay?
You don't get a free pass.
Right. All right, 1-800-774-0093. You can text us, 72341, but call us. Let us know if you've been there, done that situation, or how you'd react. 1-800-774-0093. Get on the horn. Touch base with us. We'll talk on the radio right after this.
The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 7:52. We got time for a few calls. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. About that truth and consequences, I will tell you that Robert Campbell, who is P1 Countryman down in Clover, tweeted and said he married his best friend's sister.
Okay.
Wow. Holy moly.
Yeah, I guess that's some... I mean, it seems like it's something that'd be all right maybe in a really small town where everybody knows everybody already. Everybody's kind of friendly. But a lot of times it's a bad idea, probably.
So the guy we just spoke with, Derek, he ended up having sex with his best friend's sister. She's married, although she told Derek she was having marital issues. Regardless, he's afraid all this is going to come out, so he called his friend and told him. Let's go to P1 Damn Yankee, who has an interesting thought process about this. Yankee, good morning.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Well, we're burning up, but that's besides the point.
We'll survive.
It's 83 in our studio.
Welcome to the South.
Yeah, no
kidding.
Welcome
to the South.
Yeah, thanks.
I believe that Kelly is more at fault than Derek.
Kelly. Oh, the sister, yes.
Yes. She's married, and she invited him to the party. So she and was already having issues in her marriage. And I think Kyle, the friend there, the brother, I think he's angry right now, but I think in time he'll get over it and realize that it was better to hear it from him.
I mean, I think you're right to a degree. I also think that Kyle handled that with like a gentleman. He didn't cuss him out. Yeah. B, he didn't say, I'm going to come up. He's like, no, if I punch you out or knock your teeth on your throat, you're going to feel, you know, like, okay, that's my penance. But no, he's like, you gotta deal with it.
Yeah, it's your guilt, man. Don't put it on your brother.
Yeah.
I like the point he made at the one point, like, why you got to tell him at all? Why does he have to know that?
Why would you?
Why would you do that?
I wouldn't tell him.
Yeah.
Just say, I mean, if it were me, better he don't know.
Yeah, it is.
Let's go to Mike on line two. Mike, good morning.
Good morning.
It says here you have a thought about is he actually a friend? What does that mean?
I mean, he obviously can't be the Duke's best friend if he's sleeping with a sister. I mean, because he throws his feelings completely out the window.
Sure. Well, no. I mean, and he admitted that, but his point of view is that, if I call and tell him I'm being a good friend, you wouldn't want to know that, right, Mike?
I most definitely would not want to know that, no.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mike. Thank you for listening. Have a blessed morning. Yeah, that whole thing is like, would you even want to know anybody that, even if you didn't know, I wouldn't want to know a laundry list of, I don't even want to say, of my siblings' escapades. Never, ever.
No, you don't care to know.
You're not curious?
But I'm just interested where they're putting blame on Kelly. I think everybody, not the brother is not to blame, but the two people involved are definitely to blame. And there's no salvaging this relationship between the two friends now.
Absolutely
right?
Not. I mean, be nice.
That's stupid, though.
What?
I mean, he hooked up with his sister once, as far as we know. Yeah. He didn't do anything to the guy. He didn't do anything wrong to him. They can still be buddies.
Yeah, somebody having sex with somebody one time. Like, imagine if you took that outlook into... like people you're dating, you'd never date anybody because they'd already had sex with other people. And strangers you don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you'd be so turned off by that, right?
I don't even want to think about it, man. I got a sister. I'm sitting here thinking about situations now, and I'm like, oh, brother.
But imagine getting so worked up about it, like getting mad at the people that if you're dating somebody, you're just walking around all the time pissed off at the people she'd had sex with before she knew you existed.
Right.
You can't be mad about these things.
But isn't the loyalty to be, if you're best friends, that you shouldn't be doing anything behind your best friend's back?
He shouldn't have accepted her. If he knew she was married, he shouldn't have said, I'll join you at this party. He should have said, no, you're married.
Yeah, plus boom. I don't want to ruin things.
Boom, there goes the dynamite. Paige, what's up in the place? We'll do some headlines.
Well, we got to talk about Quentin Tarantino and how he's defending the portrayal of Bruce Lee in the latest film. So we'll get into that whole thing next in Your Eyes, Guys. Headlines.
Oh, okay.
Because, the daughter was involved. And
so that is really Bruce Lee in that he's portraying in the movie.
Well, yeah.
Okay. Well, see, I thought that Brad Pitt's supposed to be Robert Redford, but he's not. He just looks like him.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, we'll get all that straight next in your Rise Guys headlines. Morning, everybody. It's hot as hell.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show. And at 10, get set for another 93-minute rock block. Over 93 minutes of rock, only on 93.3.
The Planet.
Rock.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.